Reaching into the pocket, she took out a pair of ruby earrings. Sadness overcame her as she remembered Phnom Penh, a place long ago where she collected expensive antique jewelry. She shook her head as if to chase away the memory. No time for that now. She had to get going before it got too dark. She told Gek she would be back soon and quickly left. As she walked the 20 minutes to a nearby village, her body grew weak. Her joints ached with every step. She hated leaving Gek alone. She knows Gek cries for her whenever she leaves, even for only a few minutes. Her poor baby girl. "Seng-im," she whispered to Pa. "I'm so tired. I'm 39 and growing old so fast and so alone. Remember? We were to grow old together. Seng-im, I'm too old to live like this." The memory of Pa brought tears to her eyes. She knows it's no use, but she still talks to him. Ma approached the village. Her heart raced, pumping the blood too quickly and making her dizzy. "Act casual," she thought. "They cannot suspect." If they knew what she was doing here, if she got caught, there would be big trouble. She shuddered when she thought of what they would do to her. Pa had traded inside the village with the base people for rice and other grains, but Ma wanted to trade for meat to feed Gek. The other women assured her the operation is completely discreet and safe. Slowly, she walked into the village. No one stopped her to ask questions. If they did, she would tell them she was visiting a friend. A sigh of relief escaped her when she saw the house. In it lives a certain woman who works in the chicken farm. Other women in the village told Ma this woman had stolen chicken for them in exchange for jewelry. They described in detail the woman and her hut, so it was easy for Ma to pick it out. She walked over and called out, "Good evening, comrade sister. It is your friend visiting you." The woman looked out of her hut, and though she did not recognize Ma, she invited her in. Once safely inside, Ma whispered to her, "Comrade sister, I have come to ask for your help. I am told that you work in a chicken farm. I have a young daughter who is sick. She needs some meat. Please, comrade sister, help me." Ma unfolded her scarf and showed the woman the earrings. "If you are able to help me, I will give the pair to you." "Yes, yes, I can get you a small chicken, but I cannot do it now. You will have to come back tomorrow. Come at the same time tomorrow." With that, she hurriedly sent Ma away. The next night, Ma returned to the village with her earrings. Her steps were faster and lighter tonight, a smile spreading over her face as she thought of giving Gek the chicken to eat. Ma can't even remember the last time she and Gek had meat. Ma walked to the house, and the woman invited her in. As she sat down across from the woman, Ma realized the woman was agitated and nervous.